Podcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Johnson. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, but
she is a dead
She's dead, y'all.
Oh, my God. We are back.
She's not dead yet.
We are super back. We're super excited. Oh, my goodness. AfterBuzz TV here with the after show for How to Get Away with Murder, the season two opener. It's time to move on. Holy crap. My mind is boggled. I'm Steph Z. You guys can tweet me along the way at IAMSTEFZ. And on the panel tonight, we got a full panel. So excited, my lovely Jillian.
We're back. Hi, guys. It's Jillian. You can tweet me at Jillian Leff.
Hey, guys. It's JB. You can tweet me at JB underscore Zimmerman.
What's up, you guys? It's Stacey Ike. You can tweet me at One Take Stace during the show. Oh, my gosh. So excited to be back with you guys.
Ooh. Oh, my God. This show, man. I don't know about you guys, but you know how sometimes, like overall opinions, you know how sometimes it's like you have a awesome season, and
right.
The next season open, you're kind of like, all right. Like, I was right back in it.
Yeah.
Right back in it.
Yeah.
Well, let's be honest. I had some expectations after Viola's Emmy win. I know we're going to talk about that in news and gossip later.
Yes, we will talk about that in news.
But I was really amped up after this Sunday watching her give that speech. I'm like, all right, they delivered for her in season one.
Yes.
Now they have delivered with her and the rest of... I felt like everyone was on point tonight.
Absolutely.
Everyone was featured a little bit.
Yeah.
They all got their little moment to shine.
Love that.
I loved it. What did you guys think?
I just, like, couldn't even catch a breath. There was so much murder. I mean, I loved it.
We'll get there, but introduce yourself. This, we got the Mr. Handsome over there.
Oh, we introduced.
Oh, we did already.
Oh, my God.
I know, you were mesmerized by the show.
I am mesmerized by you, JB.
I love that you said that there was so much murder, because I thought the same thing. I was like, wait, are we going to kill the whole cast by, like, the end? Because I wasn't sure. But it was such a good beginning, you know, it didn't even start off slow. Like, it went straight on, and the whole time, you know, you can't watch it with us. We're screaming, we're yelling. It was
Well, that was the thing. It literally just continued.
Yeah.
It wasn't
later.
They put it to bed.
Yeah.
It literally just continued. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that I really, really, really liked, and I want to see how you guys feel about this, is I was expecting Rebecca's murder to be dragged out along at least a few episodes.
I agree.
I didn't think that by halfway through we would know who did that.
Well, I don't know if you guys follow How to Get Away with Murder on social media, but they have been doing quite some teasing over the past 2 weeks, and they actually said that we were going to find out who it was tonight.
Oh.
So there was a cute little video that they all did where I guess it was filmed on a cell phone camera, and they all said, I'm the murderer. I'm the murderer. And sure enough, freaking...
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because, honestly, I don't know that... I don't like to follow, like, during the off season.
Yeah,
like,
I
didn't want to know that. Like, I feel like the viewing of the show not knowing that, like, I understand social media and it teases you and it gets you, but, like, I kind of liked that I was surprised while watching the episode that we wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah, no, I definitely try. I mean, I knowing that TGIT was coming back in a big way, I sort of needed to temper my own energy into, you know, other things before just like exploding.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that they really did it well. I was concerned because season one was so good.
Yeah.
There was such a deep story that went on, so many characters, how they intertwined. I was worried that they would just kind of bungle that in the second season, like you were saying, Steph, you know, with just dragging things out, making it just like so nothing really happened ever, and we would just wait and wait and wait. Not the case at all. I mean, we found out so much in this episode, similar to the first season where it was just like a lot
up
front.
I think that's what they're going to do, because I was saying it before we start that it looks like this is going to be our next flashback, as we can see from the episode. So, and going back to your point, Steph, about finding out who Rebecca's killer was so soon, that really turned me around, because I was like, okay, Rebecca's death is how, you know, was the new premise, and it just We're done with that. Next.
And again, you guys, if you guys are watching on the East Coast, you've seen the show. If you're watching on the West Coast, I know the show has not aired here yet. So what you want to do is you want to copy this link and you want to save it and you want to watch it right after the show because there will be spoilers in this. We're going to break down the show. We're going to give you our theories. It's going to get crazy in here, but you will hear stuff that you don't want to hear if you haven't already seen it. Absolutely. So that is just a spoiler.
Disclaimer alert.
Pause. We're not trying to ruin your situation. Just pause us and play us later. We'll still be here and we'll say the same thing as we just did.
Okay, I'm literally itching. Like, let's get into this.
I'm getting into it, girl. You gotta do the fans right, though. So let's get started. So for me, let's talk about Rebecca. Now, Rebecca, I was very, very interested how we got reintroduced, and as we were watching, and I'm sure you guys out there, as you guys were watching, you remember, it's like you remember what happened, but then you're like, oh my god, this happened, and we're like, wait, but who killed this person? Well, how did this happen? Mm-hmm. And it's so we see that relationship between Frank and Annalise, and they know Rebecca's dead, but they're, you know, keeping it from Wes and seeing if Wes knows. And in the beginning, like, what do you guys think? Did you guys think that Wes knew that he was the killer? I mean, I don't think any one of us really bought that at the end of last season. But how did you guys feel that they were trying to set him up to, in essence, go look for Rebecca to see if they, you know what I mean, to see what he would do?
I honestly thought that it was Frank because he was like, oh, it could be Wes because of this. Oh, it could be Laurel because of this. And he was giving all of these reasons, and we obviously know what he's capable of. He's already lied to Annalise once. Right. So at the end of the season, that's what I thought. Now, I know because a lot of people replied to our season finale YouTube video that indeed some of you were correct. Congratulations. I got your messages. So I don't know. I felt like they were trying to lead us in one direction, and I really did not think that it was Bonnie. Honest to goodness, like, no idea. Yeah.
I was surprisingly not surprised when I found out it was Bonnie. I love that, because I was like, oh, yes, that makes sense. Like I said, I think Bonnie's been trying to get into the, like, bad life. She's really been trying to be the killer for a while. She's feeling a little left out. She's like, listen, my hands are just as strong. I listen to what, I don't know. But it was interesting to see that. I actually love that they gave Bonnie that extra layer, because she has been really... I think last season we kind of had this, like, she's very puppy dog, slightly pathetic type thing going. So I feel like this is giving her an extra...
They needed to revamp her.
Yeah.
Like, they needed to give her a little bit of power.
Like, she's crazy. She's a slightly closer, and we need to pay attention to her. Right. So I like that.
Because she's so jealous. Like, if you just see it in her eyes whenever Annalise and Frank are close interacting... They would always do these weird... I mean, obviously, it's intentional, but they would... You know, she's always in the background, kind of like...
But yeah, she's definitely got she's got a very dark vibe. She really does.
She's like a lurker.
But in the same sense, there was really... If you think about it, last season, there really wasn't that much substance or point to her. Like, the last season could have happened without her.
You think so?
I mean...
Well, no, I think they did that so they would give Bonnie a reason to be in the cast. Because she doesn't really... I mean, aside from her thing with Asher, she doesn't really have a big connection to the cast.
She was good, and she added, don't get me wrong, but she wasn't, like, a key player. Like, if they would have killed her off at the end of the year last year... I don't think we would have missed her. Am I wrong?
Well, no, her main connection was with Asher. Sam. I mean, Sam. Once we're finished with that whole story.
Right, and that's going to get really tricky, the Asher thing, and we'll talk about that later in the episode. So, yeah, so they send, you know, they plant some seeds to see if Wes did it. We find out that Bonnie inevitably was the one who killed Rebecca. It was a pretty gruesome scene as well.
Terrible.
Like, Bonnie's got some issues, and she's taking them out on Rebecca. And that's the interesting thing to me. The interesting thing is going to be, like, why? What provoked Bonnie to do that? Is she in love with Sam? Did she think that Rebecca was going to inevitably ruin his name? Was something else going to come out from Rebecca? Well, like, what was it?
I think that the reason was exactly what she said. You know, I'm here to protect you, Annalise, and I felt like Rebecca was going to say something that she shouldn't say. She was going to go talk to the cops. She explained it all.
Yeah, but
to
that's
her.
Too simple. There's something it else is, in the it, relationship right. that's happening.
Yeah,
no way.
There's so many twists in this show that it's sort of like trained me, like, A, never to be surprised by anything that happens.
Yeah, there has
to
be.
But B, that, like, it's got to be so.
I mean, I kind of don't want to jump there, but I kind of do.
What are you going to say?
I'm going to say, does Bonnie actually. Did all those feelings she have, were they to get closer to Annalise?
I think so. I think it was honestly
like in a sexual way.
Oh. No, I mean, that, the door for that is open now. I mean, now that we know her relationship with Eve.
Yeah, and you know, again, you guys out there.
Well, no, it just kind of goes both ways. I mean, Barnes literally. Obviously like a very unique person. You know, we knew about her affinity for Sam. Like, she could have easily had that for Annalise. Just,
but in the same sense, it's like sometimes, you know, I don't know, maybe not. But sometimes it's, does she feel like getting in with Sam would get her close? I don't know.
She is honestly twisted, though.
Right. So you gotta explore it all.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's sort of a similar dynamic where, you know, it's like power couple. There's like a younger person that's close to them,
but
that,
then,
you know,
but then
really
what
admires
if it's
both
not
right?
a couple situation that we're looking at? What if it's like a mother-daughter situation in the sense where she's trying to win approval constantly, right?
True,
because there's so many situations where
you don't
you know,
be trying to win approval constantly and sleep with someone's man.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Right.
But she's trying to get back in her good graces. She's been doing all of these things. I mean, listen, the woman groveled, got on her hands and knees in her lap and groveled and begged for forgiveness. So, like, clearly, we're not seeing the whole picture, but Annalise is definitely ashamed of her. She called her a monster, which I wrote down big in my notes.
Yeah.
And I just really think that it's a power play, and I feel like we're going to find out the deeper meaning soon, but I think that Bonnie did it with intent, and I just don't think we know right now.
Yeah. Right, right, right. You know what? And again, we apologize a little bit. It's the first episode, so we're going to be jumping around because we're very, very excited. So just try and stick with us here. We will cover everything. But in that, Bonnie, this is something that I was just tweeted, and it's something that I was thinking as well. Asher is kind of the only one. Like, everyone around Asher is killing people.
Yeah, it's, I'm honestly not
And he's got
sure.
no idea.
Yeah, I have to, I what? Don't like the Asher being like a lonesome thing anymore because it really freaked me out this episode because that lawyer who keeps going to Asher and showing him pictures and freaking him out, you see how easily Asher is giving up information. Oh yeah, she was at the house. Like he started
well,
with.
Well, but also the thing is, maybe what I said is actually wrong because she, okay, I know we completely just skipped, but. We're going to go back. We're talking about Annalise and Eve and how they clearly had a relationship earlier. Mm-hmm. Now, Annalise called her. They went to college together. Mm-hmm. Annalise calls her in to take care of Nate, to help Nate, which is a very, like, why is she calling her in to help Nate and then making out with her? Who does that? Annalise does.
Well, no, I mean, I think
Annalise, she's just got everyone lined up to do whatever she wants.
The girl's got people wrapped on her finger. It's actually...
Yeah.
I mean, that's how
you get things done.
Yeah. So in that, I believe that she gets the Eve to fall, you know, I mean, to help Nate's situation. She finds that out. Now, do you think Annalise is going to tell Eve what really happened?
She better not. She better not. That it's not her secret to tell. And she's, it's not her secret to tell. We've seen Annalise protect these kids on every stance, so it's a little late to include Eve. I mean, you guys have been separated for a while. You got a whole husband, and you know what I mean, a boyfriend. After then, you went back to your girl. I think you guys.
And to bring it back to what you were talking about, Stacey. Now Eve's opponent lawyer,
right,
is like, now somehow connected to Asher.
I don't like her.
But she says this. She says Asher first says I have no idea who that is.
Right.
It's to the other lawyer about a picture of Eve. And then she says, well, I know about Trotter Lake. What's Trotter Lake?
Ooh.
And so clearly she's got blackmail on Asher. So what's Asher done? Has he killed somebody too?
Okay. So I'm actually loving that they finally brought him in and that he's not this clueless, you know, guy anymore.
He is still clueless,
yes.
Right.
But now he is sort of keeping his own secret. And it's a big secret because he's going against the boss.
Yeah.
Nobody else knows about it.
Right.
So now we have the whole entire rest of the team that are together. They know all about these murders. They've all been talking, leaving him out. And now he has his own secret. So I think
it evens the playing field a little bit.
Right. It does. So everyone has something at stake.
Yes.
And that's how they're going to build tension. I mean, I'm excited to see what happens. God knows what happened at Trotter. Like, I mean, the way that she was talking, it could have sounded like some stupid frat thing. Or, you know what I mean? Like, and also we have to remember his dad is a well-known judge, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So maybe it also has to do with his father. We know that he doesn't like to tarnish his father's reputation. Yeah. We've already seen that.
Do you think he's going to go ahead and tell Annalise what's happening? Because
I hope he needs protection. I hope that whatever problem he is trying to cover up badly, I might add.
Exactly.
You know,
time out.
Gets into the, real quick, let me just finish this thought. I hope it comes to the group. I hope they do work on it as a team rather than just everybody versus Asher.
Yeah.
Or Asher on the outs, like last season.
Yeah.
I just got a tweet that said it was Trotter Lane, not Trotter Lake. Okay. And Trotter Lane is where the law firm is. So does this woman now know what happened? Does Asher really know? Is there something that we missed?
Is it what happened, what they covered up last season with his dad? Or did they cover something up? Yeah.
I feel like if it was clear that she was saying, I know what happened on Trotter Lane, and if that is, if the tweet that I just got from David F. Baldwin, we love that you're watching, is, you know, on the same page as me, I feel like she would be alluding to the fact that I know what happened at Annalise's house, that Sam died there.
But Asher
didn't know. So does he know something?
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
So I don't know. Just throwing it out there. Everything is like, he's got to throw it all out there.
I don't like her. That's my last thing.
No, yeah. She was definitely well cast for the enemy.
For the
enemy.
Exactly.
Right. And dealing with that case, you know, the case is these two kids that were adopted somehow.
Catherine and Caleb.
Are accused of killing their parents, which we see. I don't know. How do you guys feel about it? Do you think they did it?
I totally think they did it.
Yeah.
But no, I
also think they're a couple.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
no, he said he was gay, though.
When did he say he was gay?
Yeah, he did. He said he was gay when Michaela tried to, like,
that wasn't him?
Y'all think all black people look alike?
No, that wasn't
him. That was not him, y'all. They look completely different.
Oh my God.
I'm like, wait, that guy that came to the bar with
slow down. We just watched it once, guys. He's there for like a second.
He has beautiful eyes. And that man at the bar did not have beautiful eyes. So I honestly think that they're a couple.
I like that.
In the flash forward that we saw at the, or no, I guess it was in present time, she was creepily painting and he was like, oh, I'm going out for a run, and it just seemed very like, oh darling, you're home,
I'll see you in a bit.
Yeah, I read that they were together, but I read that Michaela was going to see him to try and flirt because they were still trying to get in and get the other lawyer out.
She's That's going possible. To a bar because she was depressed. She's like in a weird place. She was egg 911 on her phone.
Right.
She like is all over the place. Yes.
Yeah, she's
not
got
him.
Her own. No, that's.
I'm
that's,
telling you.
Those was, are two separate people.
Yeah.
For sure.
It was not him. 150%.
I'm going to let you guys have that one and say that me and Jake, at least we weren't alone.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
I'm with Stacey.
But I love that you said that they're a couple. That's an excellent notion. And now that I saw that episode, I'm like, oh my God, yeah, because they were just so creepy. Now, I was trying to decide if I like that it's obvious that it looks like they did it because, you know.
So the brother and sister adopted together are a couple. That's what you guys are
saying.
That's
what we're saying.
Yeah. Okay.
I read them as a couple, too. I think I like that a lot, actually. Like, I can see that being super
I'm going to throw a big wrench into this.
That's so gross. This
Steph,
is so much.
Suck.
Go.
I'm going to go as far.
She's like, don't throw a wrench.
As
okay.
say. No, I'm not going to say it yet.
No, hey, fire away. You can't tease us like that.
Yeah.
And then just be like,
I mean, we're just skipping all over the place. It's hard. But I feel like there's some relation with Annalise. Like, the guy, Caleb and Wes are somehow both adopted somehow.
From Annalise.
I don't know. They're both adopted. They're both maybe killers.
For those of you that are just tuning in to season two, Steph has this crazy theory that Annalise and Wes are actually mother and son.
There's something going on with them. I mean, whatever. We'll get to that. Okay, let's backtrack.
Okay, before you do, I do agree that there is something weird about them. All the face touching and the I'll protect you and the cooking dinner after nine. It's weird.
Yeah, the dancing at the end was like getting real creepy.
I was like, stop.
let's just go there. Let's just not herself. We're going everywhere. We'll try and touch on every relationship that they're throwing back out there for us. So we have this very strong relationship between Annalise and Wes.
Yes.
It was there pretty much all last season.
Yeah.
Right from the beginning again. It's, does Wes know that Rebecca's dead? I need to protect Wes, this Wes. But in essence, she was okay with, you know, Rebecca dying. But I don't know, was she okay with Rebecca dying? Because when she talks to Bonnie and she's like, Rebecca was innocent, you shouldn't have killed her.
Yeah.
Is she feeling something because Bonnie actually killed her son's love interest? I don't know. Why would she be feeling that?
If we pause,
tell me
the
reason
why.
Nice way to slip that sun.
Because she genuinely believed that Rebecca was innocent. Like, she was trying to help her. She had nothing to do with the tying up.
But she cares. She doesn't care about that. She cares because Wes cares.
No, she can't just be letting people die in her house. I think she cares because she genuinely is. Okay, I'm not going to...
She never said she don't care that her husband's dead.
No, I honestly feel like she's getting it from all different ways, too. She might care about Bonnie more. I mean, Bonnie is basically, like, the inner circle. Like, she works for Annalise. She's basically, like, an extension of her, just like Frank, like, is sort of her minions.
You think Annalise really cares emotionally
more so
about
than
Bonnie.
Wes. I mean, yes, Wes is, like, on the, like, student advisory board, but at the same time, it's like, you know, he's a student. She can...
She has layers of distance between him. I don't understand why... I'm not saying it doesn't matter if Annalise cares or not, but why is that something you're pushing? Are you saying you don't think she cares, like, at all? Or are you
about
saying
what?
About Rebecca dying? Is that what you're saying?
Annalise?
Yeah.
No, I think Annalise cares about Rebecca dying. The only reason why she cares is because...
Wes cares.
Because Wes cares. Exactly. Because she was a threat to the entire plan in many ways.
Yeah.
So Annalise's character, to me, would not be upset that threat is like, you know what I mean? Like, logically, there's one less person to spill the beans and to make their story come out. So she's kind of like on the outskirts. You know, like, if she did get away, she'd tell, as the students wouldn't, because they're all involved. So she's more of a threat. So for her to care about someone who's kind of a threat, I feel like there's a deeper seat.
But it's also a pretty tangled web because, as we know, Wes sort of... I mean, we've never seen him, like, go completely AWOL crazy, but if he knows that Annalise is keeping something from him, I think that really deep down... I feel like that's where the conflict is going to be. Who knows? That could lead to what we saw at the end of the episode with him running away from the house and you hear a gunshot and whatever. It's just like, you don't know what's going to happen because he is so honest with her. And even when Annalise was talking to Frank and she's like, you know what? Let me just talk to Wes. Like, I know that I can get it out of him. Like, I know him. I know him. They have a certain trust between them. And I think that he puts a lot of trust into her honesty. And when he hears about a betrayal, because I do think that it's going to blow up in his... Yeah, I think it's going to blow up in her face.
Well, no, I think he's kind of a wild card, too. Like, Bonnie is completely under the control of Annalise. Like, she can do whatever she wants with her.
But Wes, he gets a little fright.
He can literally go out and blow the whole thing.
He mouthed off to her. Like, we know that he's not afraid.
He's a loose cannon, yeah.
But there's a reason why she gives him that. And I feel like
that it's her son.
I'm telling you, there's something there.
Well, no, I mean, she knows. Like, the whole, obviously, the murder thing. I mean, there's a little bit deeper things that we can talk about throughout the season that we might see. But obviously, you know, there is that. He had the murder weapon. He left. Like, she's the only one that saw him.
I think the way the relationship was set up for us in the beginning, Wes is the main character, bottom line. Like, he's the second lead or whatever the case is. So they set it up for us to see they have a relationship. Whatever it is, if it is something deeper than what we know, then this will be very interesting.
It is not a teacher-student relationship. She definitely teaches.
None of them are a teacher-student relationship.
Right, but are you guys saying that you don't see a clear difference between Wes and everybody else?
No, I do. I feel like it might be a different web, though. I feel like, you know, Wes honestly saved Annalise out of a horrible situation with her marriage. Like, he sort of, I mean, it's messy, but he is kind of like a knight in shining armor covered in blood. But
because that's what you do for your mama.
No, and after that happened...
I'm sticking
Bonnie,
to it.
Bonnie hurt that person. So she's sort of stepping outside of, like, you know, the okay bubble, and hurting people that just saved her out of a bad situation.
Right.
So it was sort of like he almost did what she didn't have the courage to do. Mm. I mean, obviously, it was no secret that her marriage was horrible. He was cheating on her.
I do agree that there is something that we don't know about Wes, though, because they referenced, Frank referenced his mom again in this episode.
Mm. Yep.
So, like, I know there's something that we don't know.
If I'm right, I want all of you to, like,
we'll buy just, a I'm going to bow down.
But I also, like, right, like, we have to remember the way that he got into this school. You know, he was, like, he came late. He was on a wait list. All of these things that don't add up. He was in the class, and then he was quiet, and then he gets chosen. And all these things, I think we're forgetting about the very beginning just because now he is a part of so many plots. Webs.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That I do think, you know, there is the unknown.
Right.
True.
And especially because Frank brought it up in this episode, which makes it seem even more fishy.
Well, no, yeah, there definitely could be a very long-standing, like, deep connection. I don't know if it's as specific as mother-son.
It could not be that she's directly mother-son, right.
It could definitely be connected. Like, maybe she knew his parents.
Mother.
And, like,
right.
There's some dirtiness behind that.
I can get with that a lot more.
Yeah.
Like, maybe it was her. Maybe it's her nephew. There's a motherly
They don't have to be related.
Can we move on to
just how hilarious it was when she, like, tricked that whole case so that she can get these clients? Like, what kind of I can't even fathom.
Yeah,
that
I can't believe she was like, "Oh yeah, what do you think about me murdering my husband? So would that make me
that
a better candidate?" Like,
this is a little bit different because last season, what they sort of did was introduce a different case in every episode.
Right.
Correct.
Now, what we're dealing with is Sam's murder case, and now this Haskell Pharmaceuticals case with this brother-sister duo.
Yeah.
Is this all we're going to see the entire season? Is this how it's going to be split between these two cases?
I'm sure other cases will pop up.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be other deaths. I mean, they kind of alluded to that.
I said cases, and you said death.
Well, there's a lot of deaths this episode. Well, no, I like that. I like the, like, season arcing storylines. I mean, I love for them to spice it up with, like, other ones that come up along the way. But I was sort of worried that for the second season that they would fill the airtime with just, okay, a case every episode.
Yeah. Well, we also have to remember that because now this show has a full season order, that we are going to get those breaks. So we'll have a Christmas break, and then there'll be a spring break. Right. So, like, they have to basically blow something up at the end.
Well, as we can see, the end is her being who knows what in the house of the twins. That's what I was noticing. I was like, this isn't her house. Like, whose house is this? And then, you know, you see the full pan out, and I was
like,
yeah,
but she messed up a rug again.
You know, and I'm like, girl, they should be wrapping
and painting this time.
Yes. Like, the way the whole imagery of the end, I was like, I just really wish I could figure out this right now. Like, I want everything right now. So I think that was really cool. And why does she want to take that case on so bad?
I think she's just looking for a murder case.
Right. No, it's a very high profile case.
That's
I think that's the best way for her to get back on,
the good side.
I also think she's just like a deflector. I feel like, you know, when your life is gone, you have no control over something in your life. She's like, I want to do something that I'm good at. I need this case. It's a murder case. Let's do this. Yeah. I'm not concerned. Because as we know, when her life is super chaotic, she sort of thrives in her career.
Yeah.
So you can't have it all.
Yeah. Real quick, just so you guys out there know, I'm not paying attention. I'm getting tweets, and I should have brought my computer so that we could be on the live feed since we are live now. But I just got this theory tweeted to me from Reddit that clearly Annalise is the lawyer for the two kids accused of murdering their parents. Brother is the killer. Brother shot Annalise, probably because she figured it out and Wes was running after the brother. So maybe that was out of sequence is what this person's saying, which makes that interesting. Because why would Wes be there with her?
No, yeah, I do think Wes didn't do it, like, for sure. Yeah. I think he was definitely running either
but
help or
something.
But why
would Wes be there? Which is interesting.
I mean, because he's a student covering that case. Like, we're going to see the development of that case. That theory is interesting, but why the brother?
I don't know.
The sister looks crazy. Like, she's painting a whole new family.
Painting the person that was just, like, their throat was just slit.
Yeah.
So, Melinda just tweeted, new theory, Wes is Annalise's younger brother, different moms. same dad.
They're related somehow.
Really?
And
why?
Yeah,
they're connected. They are connected. I think that.
I'll bet you dinner maybe, that they're related.
Maybe she's his godmother. How about
anyway,
that?
Let's
that.
Move on. Yeah,
can't she just take we're on gonna see it.
Okay,
that are not
so
her
we
son.
Do see, and we'll, I'm sure we'll come back to Wes and Annalise, but let's go through. We do get to see all the characters, and we get caught up on everything that's happening. Mm-hmm. We see Laurel, kind of like a little bit of Craig or something.
She cuckoo,
yeah.
Man.
No, I totally cuckoo. Thought that she was the killed Rebecca yeah. in the beginning. I was like,
why did you think that?
Totally. I don't know. She just seems like that person that was, you know, she's very close to Frank. Frank, obviously.
She has so many questions.
I know.
I feel like Frank, like, is rubbing off on her, and she's, like, trying to be, like, the female
Frank.
But
I don't like it because she's like, slightly insulting Frank on the same way. She's like, by the way, you totally did it, right? And he's like, no. Like, I really didn't. I thought it was Michaela the whole time because she just, you know, I just think she's a loose-ass cannon. Like, I think she is just, no. But
who is not on this show?
Right, you're right. But I think after last season, when she found out that Laurel took her ring, I feel like she was just in her head. So now that I know it's not Michaela, thank God, because I would have been kind of sad. But
right.
I did think it was her instead of Laurel until she. Yeah, she's a little too.
Yeah, I don't know. She just like takes a lot of liberties. I mean, ever since like the wedding ring, she's just been like zero to murder.
And even Frank, right. even the way Frank was like describing her, he was like, she's asked too many questions. She's literally in every pot. The way she took the ring, she lies to us. I was like, she does lie. Like
he's just like shutting it down. He's shutting it down all the time. Which
they're all kind of lying.
I guess he doesn't want it that bad.
Yeah.
He's like, he's over it. I guess he's moved on.
Yeah. Well, he has to. She's crazy. But anyway, continue. Yeah. So we see, you know, like we said, every character in this episode kind of got a spotlight on. Mm-hmm. We see, you know, the relationship between Connor and Oliver.
So
yay.
Cute.
Love them.
Love them. So adorable.
Love that they're still talking about the AIDS storyline. Really important about how Connor is getting on the immunity pill or, you know, whatever it is. And so they can be intimate again. And then he moves
I felt educated.
Like,
yeah. I literally felt educated.
I like that. This show, it really does. It brings you a little bit of everything. You know, I had the chills. I felt happy. I felt sad. I felt scared. I felt confused. It really provokes all emotions.
Absolutely.
This is a great show out there. You guys are doing a great job. I do like that they're still together. I mean, I don't know if I was the only one that saw this, but did it not seem somewhat sexual when Connor was dancing with Laurel at the end? Am I the only one that saw that?
No, I just thought like they were. Well,
I just
were they on ecstasy? Like,
right? But there was a feeling, and it was. And we'll get to the party. It was a little weird, but I won't repeat what you said while we were watching.
I think everybody's kind of being like loose with themselves.
I
mean, Laurel.
I needed it.
Michaela were like, you know, they were dancing with each other. Yeah. So
I think it was just fun. Like Connor was like, you know what? F this. Like we're gonna have a good time because we never do this, and I think that's all it was.
I'm with you. I really am a fan of Connor and Oliver. I'm happy that they got back together. I'm happy that they're talking about stuff like this. I'm happy that, you know, we see. Connor might be one of my favorites too. So I feel like
Connor too.
Yeah. So I feel like I'm happy, and I hope that he is, you know, that it works out, that he's not gonna like lose it again, so to speak. And then we also, I mean, who else we got? We kind of talked about everyone. Is there anything else? I mean, the Eve and Annalise was very interesting, but it was so funny. And I might be alone when I see this. The way that they were interacting with each other, I totally thought there was
Going to happen.
Yeah. The
first time that they interacted.
Yeah, it was very flirty.
It was very flirty. It was very tense. The body language was there was a past there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Excellent acting on the both of you.
Yeah. Right.
That is some dope. Like, for me to... Emmy, for us to watch an episode and be like, the body language and the voice. Like, that's sexy. That's
to
awesome.
To feel it. Yeah.
I honestly was really thrown off. I didn't expect it at all. And what I said while we were watching it is that my thing was... I didn't get any hints in the first season. I would have appreciated a hint or two. Mm-hmm. Somebody saying something about her past. I would have believed it a little bit more. I think it was well done in the episode, and I was like, oh my God, shocked. But I was like, I didn't see this coming at all. And not like in a way that I was like, oh my God, I'm so surprised. I was like, wait.
But why would it have pertained in the last episode, in the last season? I don't see, like, I get what you're saying, but I don't know why it would pertain. Like, how would...
Just a hint, you know, not an episode, nothing to do the most, because then it wouldn't be as fun season two, but I just would have loved to almost see it coming and be like,
it's happening. Like, that one thing we heard last season made sense. That's what I wanted. Well, I just felt like it came out of nowhere for me.
I loved that we sort of got yet another layer to who Annalise is as a person.
Wow. She's the biggest onion ever.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy. And, again, I really had no idea until she walked into the room for the first time. Love Famke. She is, like, goddess status. So I hope she's going to be around for the, you know, hopefully the majority of the season. But I want to know what happened with them in the past, because when Eve was talking and she was saying, you use people, and I want to know why they broke up, because Annalise left her for Sam.
Yeah.
So what happened there?
And then she said, you know, this feels familiar again. I'm like, did you kill someone else? Yeah. Like, what happened?
I mean, listen, I know we're going to find out.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any predictions about what happened? Why it ended so badly? Why she went from V to P, if we will?
Yeah, but again, like, I have to say, and I'm not, well, like, I don't think, wait, no, time out. I don't want to make this about that, but I feel like that's a really, like, it doesn't roll that way. You know what I mean? It's not that she went from V to P. It's that she was with...
Oh, I was just
making a joke. Oh, okay. But, like, you both said that it... Like, I don't think the fact that she's dated women in the past has anything to... Like, it doesn't change it at all if it would have been an ex-lawyer friend that was a guy.
Yeah, no, I just want to know what happened to them. Like, why did they break up? What happened? Annalise
leave? Well, it's
curious
that Annalise lied and probably made her, like... Something serious. It's someone cheated on each other and they got upset and their feelings were hurt and they broke up. I feel like it was a major event.
Well, I wonder.
And she couldn't trust her.
Does it have to do with work? Did something happen where they attempted to work together or
they tried to hide? Like, it had to be.
It has to be messier than that.
I don't think it's
smelling murder. Because I think
it has to be something.
Didn't
like murder.
Sam cheat on? Wasn't he married and like he?
Yeah, he
Annalise
left.
Was his mistress, and then they broke off. So, like, for them
to both... Oh, was that Sam's ex-wife?
Oh! Whoa. That'd be a crazy triangle. I don't think so, though.
I don't think so either.
No, because it would have been great if that was what happened. But she said therapist. She didn't say, like, you left me for him.
Right.
If she said you left me for him, I would...
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's a psychiatrist. Wasn't he a therapist?
He was, but I'm saying, like, if she would have made it more like you left me for him, like you chose him over me, I would have been like, so there was like an us. There was something else going on. But it was too, like,
No, I think, I feel like, and again, this is what's different from last season that I think we all agree that we kind of like, is that last season, this lawyer, all this stuff would have kind of been over. And now we see, like, you know, we're going to see more of Catherine and Caleb. We're going to see more of... Eve, we're going to see more of them and this other case that's going episode to episode, which I like, because we're going to get to know more characters, which is interesting. We have to. They've killed off a couple characters, and I loved Rebecca's character.
I did, too. Yeah. Like, I didn't love it, but I loved her on the show.
Right.
I hated her character.
I think they'll have her back in flashbacks, and because, like, again, I followed the social media, and I saw even Sam was, like, shooting with them, so I think he'll be in some scenes hopefully this season.
Oh, crazy. Love that. Love that.
All right, is there anything else that first of all, we all know too, I mean, Annalise isn't gonna die, so there's gotta be someone who I would guess is Wes that comes to the rescue and saves the day for her.
Damn, their relationship is too much.
It's weird. Okay, well, no, let's just talk about the dance scene and then we'll wrap it up with some predictions.
Oh yeah, what were you gonna say that I said?
What?
During the dance scene, you're like, oh, you said, I don't know.
Oh, I'm not.
I don't know what I said.
You said after she got something, she was ready to party.
Oh.
Anyway, so, yeah, but that was kind of a crazy ending. It was like, all right, is that like a celebration? We got away with it? Is that a, we need to let loose? We're losing our minds? Like, what did that feel like? Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely the second.
They're
not getting away with anything. They're going back to the office on Monday for sure. But they need a weekend to.
Right.
To
forget.
Yes.
Yeah. I definitely think that scene was about them, but at the same time, literally everything Annalise ever does is manipulating something. So, you know, whether, you know, she did want to have fun with the group, I think, but it's also a message to, like, everyone else.
But that's how she's manipulating us, too. So we got to think out of the box. Like, what
that's what I'm saying. Like, everything she's doing is, like, spinning something.
I just thought, Julian's going to explode.
She is.
Okay.
And the one thing we didn't talk about, Michaela walked away from her purse and Egg's 911 texted her.
Yeah. Yes, and Wes was sitting next to the purse and then right. Wes starts dancing with Annalise, so the purse sexy is gone. Dancing. Yeah. She's like on touching his face and putting her hands down his chest. I'm sorry, that's
I didn't think it was sexy. I thought it was like
I just thought it was weird and whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah, so who is Egg's 911?
I want to know.
That
I,
was the hashtag they had now.
Okay, yeah, so let's
I just have a quick it's not a prediction. It's just a Nate, like, wow. Nate really has to deal with a lot, and I'm really sad he got with Annalise sometimes because, like, I feel bad for him. Okay, that's all.
It's going to come around back for him. I got that. Okay, guys, we got to wrap up here, but let's leave with a last, first of all, real quick, we want to say congratulations to Viola.
Yes.
Oh my God,
she won the Emmy. Her speech was amazing. If you guys haven't seen it, go watch it. She's an amazing woman. She's courageous. She's smart. She's beautiful. We love her. Mm. So congratulations. There was no one more well-deserving in that category.
She made history.
She made history. I think we all agree on that. Mm-hmm. Okay, Stacey Eich, what is your prediction? Who is Eggs 911? Let's leave with that prediction. Ooh, who is like Eggs 911? All right, JB, who is Eggs 911?
I think it's the new lawyer. The new lawyer, I do not like her at all. I'm blaming her.
Okay, I'll say Nate.
Okay, I would have came back to you. I would have skipped you like that, girl. Okay. I just didn't want you to have the pressure.
No, you're right.
Okay, so you got Nate.
I think Nate.
You've got Eve.
No, I have the other lawyer, the one that's
that's
facing Eve.
The one that's
that's
blackmailing Asher.
I like
prosecuting
that.
Yeah,
I like that. I like that.
Okay, all right. What do you think, Jillian?
I think it's Rudy.
Who? Oh my God! I just got the chills.
I don't know, man.
Wait.
Guess we'll see.
Power prediction. All right.
That I got all the chills. I'm going to go with, whoa. Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to go. I'm going to go with maybe it's Wes.
Okay.
Because Wes was sitting there, but it was all, you could also see that the tweets were there. They didn't pop up as he got there. He was sitting there and the tweets were there.
Right, but why would Rebecca text that number
when he was in the room.
He was there? I thought he was at the house when she did the original.
No, she finally texted. I don't know. I feel like it's someone in the group that's X911. But we are going to leave on that note. Where can the people find you, Stacey? Like,
you guys
until
can
next week.
Check me out throughout the week at After... Let's start over. I was like, I mean, I don't sleep at After Buzz. Anyway, you guys can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at One Take Stacey. I also do a show on Wednesdays. What show do I do?
Blackish.
I do Blackish, yes.
Nice.
So sweet.
You guys can find me at JB_Zimmerman on Twitter and Instagram and on the After Show Limitless.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jillian Leff. Yes. You can also subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/JillianLeff. I post a ton of fun videos.
And you guys can find me on all the social media platforms, as you can find this show on YouTube. Click subscribe, iTunes, SoundCloud. Give us some likes. Give us some thumbs up. We prefer 5 stars. Be generous. We love you. You guys can tweet me at IAMSTEFZ. I also do Shark Tank here, Monday Night Football, and some other shows that I forgot right now. Okay, have a great night.
Bye, guys.
See you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.